or chew it up, grain and all.
Well, now,
I haven't had it in a long time. You can buy it out of the store.
Uh-huh. You don't have to bake it yourself if
no,
you want
to. No, you can buy it here at the grocery store. But I kind of like it.
Well, what about the kind of starchy grain that they grow over in East Arkansas around the Mississippi River?
It ain't rice either.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they grow rice over there.
And what, did people around here ever make their own liquor? Did you ever hear of people making
liquor?
Yeah, around here.
Yes, out here.
You have? Did they do that around here?
No, well, not now they don't.
No, but they used to.
They used to make it around out in the country.
Would they?
Yeah.
What did they call it?
They call it moonshine.
Moonshine.
Uh-huh. Or corn liquor.
Uh huh. Uh-huh.
But they might here call it moonshine or white mule.
Uh huh. Oh, they would.
I've heard it called white mule.
Yeah.
I never did make any. I never did even try to make any. I never did want to fool with it because it's a violation of the law, and I didn't want to get hooked up with that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever?
I've drunk it now. Don't think that I ain't never drunk a little.
Uh-huh.
It'll make you feel good.
Oh, it did. Did you ever make people sick? Did you ever hear of people getting sick?
Yes, I have.
From
I've got sick on it.
You have.
Went over across the river one time, me and some more boys, and we bought some over there, and we come home, and on Sunday we got together, and I drank just a little too much of it, I guess, and I got sick, and boy, did I get sick.
Oh.
And I tell you right now,
that's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is pretty bad too. I quit the doggone stuff. I never was a very bad person.
Uh-huh.
But I drank a little and when it'd be out to the gang of boys.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe go to a party,
mm-hmm.
Want a little pep and then take a little shot. I remember one time I went to Pisapper over to Big Pond. And my wife didn't want to go with me. Said she didn't want to get ready to go. And I wanted to see a boy, a man over there. I knew he'd be there. And I got over there. I was sitting in the schoolhouse. And there's one of my friends from Oak Grove. I lived at Oak Grove. He come patting me on the shoulder and said, come out here and see you, man. I went on the outside. And when I got out, he went and walked up to his horse and took out a pint bottle and got some whiskey. I took a drink of it. He offered me a drink of it, and I took it, of course. And he says, Lee, says, we're going to have a little dance at Wilson Presley tonight. He says, I want you to stop. And I says, I want you to stop for this reason. I want you to play the fiddle while I dance.
Oh.
Says, I want to dance, and ain't nobody else that's going to be in the gang can play the fiddle.
Uh-huh.
And I says, well, I can't. I says, my wife would raise a dickens if I was stopped, and her not along. And he talked there a little bit. He knowed how to work me.
Mm-hmm.
He talked there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He says, here, take another.
Huh?
I took another. He talked a little bit. He took one. And directly he says, you'll stop, won't you? I said, yes, I will. Being that you, Walter, I'll stop. I'll keep the rest of this now. And says, when you go to dance, says we'll go out and take a little shot, and then when you go to play the fiddle, and I go to dance, we'll go take the rest of it.
Oh.
So that's what happened.
So that's what happened.
And when I got home, my clothes were just as wet as if it had been thrown in the creek. I'd got hot as a fox dancing in there, and I played the fiddle just as hard as I danced.
You did?
And so...